Light 95.1, good morning. We have a very special guest on the show this morning, actually joining the show all the way from LA and claiming that he can't go a day without Billy Joel or The Boss, typical Jersey boy, right? I've got comedian and actor Darren Capozzi on the line. Now, you might know the name because he's had roles in TV shows like Monk, and he's contributed his voice to the kids' animated movie Sammy's Adventures, The Secret Passage, kind of a Nemo-type spoof. But most recently, Darren was right here in Bend for the comedy benefit at the Tower Theater downtown, helping raise money for Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Is it sunny there today?
Sunny every day.
You know how unfair that is. You know, it's 37 degrees here right now.
37? Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Like, my mother's always like, oh my gosh, what's the weather like? I'm like, same for the past 7 months.
Right.
It literally, yeah. It's always sunny.
It's a curse, I'm sure. Well, Darren is here with us from L.A., actually, this morning.
I'm here from Los Angeles.
Where it's 70 degrees, is that right?
I would say it's about 75 degrees.
Okay, yeah. Well, all right, now that you're done being cruel, we'll get to it. How long have you been doing stand-up, Darren? I have to know.
First of all, let's backtrack. I wasn't being cruel. I was just being honest.
Okay.
Literally 10 years, I would say.
Okay.
I mean, I first started doing stand-up. My first set was in actually New York City at Caroline's Comedy Club. In 98, I took this class, and I was like, I'm a funny guy. At the end of the class, you got to do a show at Caroline's, which is the biggest club in New York City. It's right in Times Square.
Very cool.
And boy, was I horrible.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's shocking that I still got back up on stage. Yeah, it's you know, I always think stand-up is a weird art form, you know, getting up on stage and just talking to an audience.
Mm-hmm. That's true, and you have to get past the stage fright, which is a beast in its own.
Well, when I first started, I don't know who, it was a famous comedian. I can't remember who said it to me. It was at a comedy club when I was first starting out in 98. He said, the hardest part's walking through the fear.
Okay.
Then he paused and went, now get on stage 30,000 more times.
Exactly. No, that makes total sense. Okay, so yeah. You were in town this past weekend with a friend and colleague, Jody Miller, who's done work on things like News Busted. She's written for Cinemax. You think it helps kind of balance things on stage to work with her?
Well, first of all, I thought this interview was about me.
It is about you, but I'm trying to highlight...
Well, we just talk about what George Clooney's doing, isn't it?
Oh, jeez.
Yes, it does. But balancing out with Jody. Jody and I are a really good 1-2 punch when we go on the road together.
Mm-hmm.
Because we kind of match energy and balancing out. What was the question again?
You think it helps kind of balance things out since, you know, well, you get on stage and you're all macho. Obviously, that raw, unbridled masculinity that you bring to the table. But Jody, you know.
I don't mean to brag.
But Jody, I mean, she brings the other side of it. And you guys have great chemistry as friends. Just here at the station, some of the funniest stuff happens off the air. And do you think it's kind of the same?
Yeah, absolutely. Jody and I, we do these Sonic parodies together. I don't know if you've ever seen the Sonic commercials.
Mm-hmm.
They're on YouTube. You can check them out. What Jody and I do, it's from, like, our life. We when we're hanging out, like, having lunch or dinner, we're like, that'd be a funny, like, parody for Sonic. So yeah.
Right. I have seen them. Now, they're not exactly safe for work, just a note to self, but they will make you pee a little. They are hilarious.
Yeah, there's sometimes a little blue, but what Jody and I do is we just get in her car, we drive over to a Jack in the Box.
Which, by the way, is false advertising completely.
Yeah. And then we sit there and we just improvise, and then until we get something funny.